Hi, this is a dictation for patient Christina Taylor. Christina Taylor, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-A, T like Tom, A-Y-L-O-R, date of birth is 10-5-1991, date of accident is 3-13-2022, date of service will be 11-8-2022. The patient Christina Taylor is here for the follow-up evaluation. She reports that she is suffering from severe pain on the left shoulder, in the middle back, lower back, and neck area, as well as left hip and left knee. And there is a severe spasm in the trapezius muscle. And she's depressed. She suffers from diabetes and hypertension. She's extremely obese. She also has been diagnosed as having HIV and CMV virus. And she has a male partner who lives with her. And she reports that there is no improvement. The mood is awful, very depressed, anxious, PTSD. And she has now done more than 6 months of physical therapy, and she's not satisfied at all. Patient report that she's not getting any water therapy. Patient also comes from far away from Westland area. The patient has pain level from 7 to 8, with only occasional radiation to the legs and the arm, and ADLs are affected 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. 20% relief is only reported by the patient in pain relief. ADLs are reported as follows: sleep and enjoyment of life are affected 9, while work and walking ability, general activity are 8, and mood is affected 6. In the system review, patient reports that there is in neurology and psych, patient does not have any headache, dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbances, double vision, or blackout, seizures, loss of memory, depression, confusion, disorientation, anxiety, panic. In the pain and numbness, patient has a pain in the left shoulder area, in trapezius muscle, which is in spasm with trigger points, neck stiffness, lower back stiffness, and lower back pain, mid back pain, upper back pain, and shoulder pain on the left side. Moderate difficulty walking. And in the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, patient denies any incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or any blood in the urine. In respiratory, no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath is reported. In last 30 days, patient reports that the pain has worsened and physical therapy has not helped, and medications are equivocal. No changes in medical history, surgical history in last 30 days, no hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Tylenol, codeine, and Ultran. Substance abuse, none. Compliance, the patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 100, 54 over 93, pulse is 90, pulse oxygen 99. And rest of the exam will be same from previous visit of 10-5-2022 is the last date. A visit with dictation number 1006-057. Diagnosis and assessment, the plan of care is to continue all the medications, which are as follows. She already has refills on Celebrex, Calaxin, Lyrica, Ambien, and Mitrex. We added the following: Wellbutrin XR 150 because she feels depressed and anxious mildly. Lidocain gel 5%, Voltaren gel 3%. She remains. Physical therapy has been reduced to once a week since she comes from far away and is not really helping her. She has already had a physical therapy for more than 7 months, and maximum benefit has been achieved unless the therapist can give it in writing. She can work 8 hours for 6 days at £10 limit with a light duty household replacement, and transportation also is checked out. And the patient was, we discussed at length all the alternatives. Her MRI findings are positive for the facet arthropathy L1, L2, L2-3, herniated disc at L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1, leading to bilateral neuroforamen stenosis. Cervical MRI spine was normal and brain MRI was normal. Patient is also ordered to have a neuropsych evaluation and treatment, and she was referred to a psychiatrist for further treatment of depression. And she is advised about chiropractic. She was referred to a chiropractor of her choice. Thank you.